Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
Glory to God. Thank you, brother. Yes, indeed. If you do not support HLE Radio, you need to start doing so, because this is a very important ministry in the last days and a fulfillment of what the Bible tells us to do. The last chapter in the book of Matthew says, "Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel." Now, I know some people, they kind of feel like Moses did, and when he said, "Here am I, Lord, send Aaron." We want somebody else. We'll send somebody else, Lord, not me. But, you know, some people are called to go, and some people are called to support those who go. That's God's way and God's plan. So if you don't support HLE Radio, consider doing so, and you will be a part of reaching around the world. I tell people about it, they don't believe it. They say, from y'all's little old church, little as much when God is in it, amen. And we're reaching around the world with this ministry and the music and the worship and the praise and all that goes with it. So I know you want to be a part of that, because our Lord's coming soon, and we better be about the Master's business, amen, when he does come. So thank you, Brother Winky. Thank you for giving us those words. I know I caught you unaware, maybe, but if you're going to be a preacher, the Bible says in season and out of season. That means if you're ready or not. If you're ready or not, and the Lord's ready to use you. So we appreciate that so much. Amen. And he does preach when he goes to these different churches. He's preaching the gospel and also representing our church in these areas when he goes. So we thank God that the Lord has shoved him our way. Praise the Lord. All right, this morning, if you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of John, chapter number 10. We'll read some scripture there for you in just a few moments, and we welcome those who will be with us, having church with us on HLE Radio, and those who will be having church with us on Facebook this morning. If you're watching and listening, we pray the Lord will bless you with his word today. John chapter 10, and beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." Now, when you hear that "verily, verily," that means pay attention. That's why you got two "verilies." Pay attention, pay attention. God's got something to say. "I say unto you that he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name." He knows your name. If you're in the sheepfold, he knows your name. "And he leadeth them." Very important that we understand that God is leading us. Jesus is leading us. "And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things that were which he spake unto them." They understood not. Now, these verses of Scripture, and there's others I could finish up reading, but we're going to save them for another time. This lets us know this morning that he was speaking to the Pharisees. In other words, he was talking to religious people. The Pharisees were a religious group of people that ruled in Jerusalem, ruled in Israel. They had the Pharisees and the Sadducees and some other Sees, I'm sure. that are not written in here. But if you've never heard my little explanation of between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, it's very simple. The Pharisees were believed in the resurrection, so they were fair, you see. And the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection, so they were sad, you see. Now you know the difference. But they were all religious people. And he was speaking to them, and that's why this little verse is added to the ending of his parable right here. He spoke unto them, but they understood not. Religious people that he was speaking to, but there's something that they did not understand. I wonder what it was. Well, he goes on to tell us about that. And the 10th chapter of John, within this chapter, there are many, many glorious messages as it contains the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, and the dedication of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd is Jesus Christ. He is the one who is leading the fold, and he is the one that we speak of today. But this chapter speaks of his deity, and it speaks of his messiahship. It expresses his love even for the lost. He expresses his love for the lost, but it greatly expresses his love for the sheep. And the sheep he's referring to here are the born-again believers, those that hear his voice, know his voice, and follow him. And you see, if you don't, you can hear the word of God, but if you don't hear the word of God, come on. If you just let it fly over your head and you don't receive any of it, then it doesn't do you any good to sit here and read and hear the word of God. There's something that you have to do. And you have to be led by the shepherd. You have to know his voice. And in order to know his voice, you've got to make a trip to Calvary. It's called salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. An old rugged cross. That's how we understand and know the word of God. We do not just read it, but we become doers of God's word. That's what you're doing this morning. You've heard the word, and now you're a doer of the word. But it goes a little deeper than just coming to church. The message has to be sent out to all the world. You've got family and friends like we all have that need to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior so he can be the shepherd that leads them all the way to glory, And it also warns of thieves that would come in and rob the flock. In the last days that we are living in now, we call the closing days of grace, which is right, as grace has quickly come upon us and is now bringing us to the last stages of God's grace for this dispensation. When the Lord comes again in the glory of God, it'll be the end of this dispensation of grace, and a new grace starts over for those that will be left behind. But it gives us a warning of the thieves, and it also gives us a sad message. As the Pharisees to whom he was speaking found out, they didn't understand his message, so it was sad for them. There's a religious world out there today that is in the same shape that the Pharisees were in. Very religious, very orthodox, very stern in their ways of worship, very stern in their rituals of the church and the religion that they belong to, and still not understanding what Jesus is saying in his word, because they preach another gospel besides the word of God. And Paul said, if we or anyone else comes to you preaching another gospel, let him be cursed. Pay attention to what you hear in the world today. Pay attention to what you hear from religion. Make sure you have a discerning spirit to know what the word of God says instead of what man is saying or what religion is saying. They didn't understand because they were not a part of the true sheep. It is as though Jesus were speaking to the same group of people today. who are not of the true sheep. Religious as the Pharisees were and religious as the church world is today makes us question how many are true sheep. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. I don't know about you, but I want to be in the few. I want to be in that little flock that goes with him. And it's not a little flock inside of God because he's got us all, but it's a little flock compared to the world because he says it in his word. Broad is the path that leadeth to destruction, and many that follow it. The Bible even tells us that hell has enlarged her boundaries to take in those in these last days. Religious Pharisees. But how many are true sheep? How many truly understand the Word of God? That's a question that needs to be asked and answered by those who are just being religious today and not following God's Word. And even the sheep, the true sheep, we have to take a look at ourselves. If you look at yourself, you'll find something in you probably that you don't like, that needs correction. And if you don't like it, you can bet God doesn't like it. Because that's the Holy Spirit that reveals these things to us. Sometimes we are very fickle sheep. Sometimes we wander like sheep. Sheep cannot be herded like cattle. They have to be led. And if you wander away, then the Holy Spirit has to go get you, bring you back into the fold. Sometimes people, so religious, wander so far away from the cross, they don't ever get back. What a shame. They know their shepherd. When you leave the flock, you cannot know the shepherd anymore. And the true heart will follow the shepherd. His name is Jesus. We sung about it. We praise him. We lift up that name. It's above every name. And he's still the true shepherd of his sheep. While the false heart will follow another. There's a religious world today that is producing another gospel, just like the Bible said it was going to be, and it is spreading all around the world. That's why it's important that we also spread the good news of the gospel around the world. It's important that they hear the truth and become a true sheep and follow the shepherd. He's the true shepherd. The thief and the robber that comes in another way is nothing more than a false prophet and a false teacher. They come in another way. They portray themselves and their false doctrine to be the way. They want you to follow them. Religion invites any and all to follow them. And it's very easy to become religious and think you're following the right way and only to find out in the end it was false doctrine. It was another gospel. And if eternity is important to you, then you must take heed to what the Word of God says. You must become his sheep, the true sheep. They know the true shepherd. They know the way through the door. Jesus said, "I am the door." If you read on from where we stopped, you'll find in the next few verses where he expresses that two or three times. I am the door. I am the way. I am the door. Over and over again, he expresses that to us so that we will understand, not like the Pharisees did, not like the religious world, not like the apostate church, but what the church of Jesus Christ understands and knows, there's only one way. His name is Jesus. You see, the fact is that not one in all of the thousands of years past, not one of these false prophets and false preachers ever hung on an old rugged cross. No. Their backs were not laid open with a cat of nine tails. They didn't have a crown of thorns pushed in upon their head. They didn't have their beards plucked out and beaten. Which one of them did it? None of them. That's why Jesus said, I'm the way. I'm the only one that could walk this way for you. I'm the only one that could take your sins upon me. I'm the only one that could hang on an old rugged cross because I am deity. I am a God-man. God sent his son here to be a God-man. And he played that role exactly as the Father planned it, fulfilling the plan of redemption for you and I. And we don't have to go around killing bulls and goats and sheep and making sacrifices, because there's already one that was made for all of us. His name is Jesus. And that sacrifice not only covered our sins, it washed our sins away. It delivered us from our sins. The old sacrifices in the Old Testament was a blood covering for them, but it didn't wash their sins away. It covered their sins because there was one coming who was going to be the sacrifice that washed them away. But you see, Christians sometimes carry too much baggage into their walk with the Lord. Paul said, forgetting those things that lie behind. Oh, Lord, don't we have a hard time forgetting? But God says, forget them. How can God say forget them? Because he put them in what he called the sea of forgetfulness. Never to be risen up against us again. Our problem is we keep finding things to throw in the sea. Yeah, we tend to remember those things and we bring them back, and instead of praying to the Lord about them, we become stressful. And some people even get to the point where even as a Christian, they feel they're unworthy. You're not unworthy if you are a born-again believer. Your worthlessness was what you were before. But now you are a jewel. You have royal blood flowing in you this morning, so you can forget that which was done. And when Satan tries to bring it to your remembrance, you rebuke him, because you have the power to do it in the name of Jesus. Now, there are some things that we need to remember for the sole purpose of not doing that again. Come on. There are things in our past that the devil would bring back to us and say, that's not really a sin. That wasn't a sin. We heard that at the very beginning, you know, when the serpent talked to Eve. He said you will die, but you'll not surely die. This curse of sin started out with a lie, and it's never changed. It's the same lie today. You won't die spiritually. You won't die physically. No. But the true shepherd says, you will die. You are dead in your trespasses and sin. And if you don't come my way, you will die a spiritual death. That's the second death that the Bible speaks of. No other person could do what Jesus did. This false preacher a few years back made this statement that any man of faith could do what Jesus did if he just had enough faith. A lie from the pits of hell. No man could have done it, because if any man could have done it, they'd have done it already. No. You see, that's part of that false teaching, that lie. That the same lie that the Pharisees preached, because they were religious, is being preached again today and never really has stopped being preached. It just comes in a different method every time you hear it, a different voice. But it's Christ and Him crucified, not any man and Him crucified. Man gets no acclamation from God. No, He is the one we give the praise and the honor to. He said they know His voice. The true sheep knows the voice of the true shepherd. True shepherd. That spirit that's within us that bears witness with His spirit. You say, He told us in His word, if this same spirit that was in Christ when He was resurrected is in you, wow. If that same spirit is in you, then what have you got to look forward to? Resurrection, power, glory in God. Look at what the Holy Spirit is doing in the lives who will give themselves to Him, to follow Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit leads them in the battle to fulfill the plan of God for all who will accept Him. And many, I believe, are accepting Him today as we hear testimony after testimony about what happens to people's lives after the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I hear people saying they hadn't been to church in years, and they decided to go to church. And one lady said, I don't know what to expect. I hope she went to the right place. But she said, I'm going to church. I've never been to church, but I'm going to church. Well, that's a start. We pray that she got to the right church and has the true shepherd and found Him as her Savior. We pray that for all of them. But look what the Holy Spirit is doing in lives that didn't know God, didn't want to know God, now are seeking God. Some people are saying, we're praying now. We never prayed before. Our only hope is that they're praying to the true shepherd. They're praying to Jesus and not some statue somewhere. Oh, Lord, forgive me. That spirit within bears witness with His spirit. The word says, my spirit bears witness with His spirit, and I know. I don't think, not maybe, I know that I'm a son or a daughter of God. If you don't know that, then you can go astray. If you just think that you are, you can go astray. You'll be following off the Pharisees somewhere or the Sadducees, depending on what you believe. But He says you can know it. How do you know it? The Spirit bears witness with you. When you get discouraged and despondent, the Spirit bears witness with you. Hey, you need to realize that you have a victory song in your life, because the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead now dwells in you. Yes, amen. That means you're alive now and forevermore. If you're a born-again believer and have the Spirit of God in you, you've already started your eternal life. Oh, here we go. Don't be calling yourself some little god now. No. But you see, that Spirit in you is going to live in you in eternity. The same Spirit, not another, but the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is yours today. And that Spirit within bears witness. He's the true shepherd. So let him that hath an ear, He said, that's a spiritual ear, hear what the Spirit saith. Still small voice, not in the boasting voice of some religion. They hear Him calling them by name. He knows your name. Yeah. Some of us coming up a little bit short when I have to say this. He knows the hair on your head. He knows what used to be there. Amen. The good shepherd knows your name. When you talk to him, he knows who you are. You're not a stranger to him. No, you're in the family of God. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We have a heritage with Christ. Huh? You know who your brothers and sisters are in this world. You call them by name. You know who's in your family. You call them by name, if you can remember. But you still know who they are, right? So he calls us by name. When we pray, he knows who we are. When you praise and worship him, he knows who you are. When you pray, he knows who it is that's praying to him. When you are weak, he knows your weakness. When you are strong, he knows your strength. When the shepherd calls, the true sheep know. They know him, and another, the Bible says, they will not follow. Sometimes people think we're judging other people when we talk about false religion. No, that judgment is left up to God. Our business is not to judge people. Huh? Our business is to expose error, to expose sin, huh? And to point to Jesus Christ as the only way out of sin. So we're not judging other religions. We're just telling you that if it's a false religion, you best not follow it. And the only way you can determine a false religion is by what they preach. I've told you this before. I got in a conversation with a man a while back because I had preached something about an apostate church, and he heard it, and he says, "What is an apostate church? How do you know it's an apostate church?" I said, one simple verse in the Bible lets you know that. If they do not preach Christ and him crucified, they're an apostate church. I don't care what else they say. I don't care what else they have to offer. You know, I don't care if they have Coke machines in the lobby. I don't care if they have coffee. Yeah, I don't care about none of that. Look at what they preach.
That's right. Amen.
And I've heard sermons, many of them preached, that never mentioned the name of Jesus. They want you to go a good way. They want you to be a good man or a good woman without understanding that the scripture says there's none good. Jesus said this when the Pharisees and the Sadducees called him good master. He said, don't call me good. He was speaking in his earthly form. He said, don't call me good. There's only one good. His name is God. God the Father. And that's why the scripture says every good and every perfect gift comes down from God the Father. Our understanding has to be that it comes from God through the cross to us. We could not have these blessings without the cross. We'd still have to be living under the law. And most of us would have died as teenagers. Because part of the law said if a teenager or a child disobeyed their parents, they took them out in the street and stoned them to death. Aren't you glad for grace this morning?
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. comes my Lord and friend to drive my